Hello and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Monday, February 2nd, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. And as a reminder, this is a working prototype. So if something sounds off, please let me know at wtfjht.com/feedback. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, the partial federal government shutdown entered its third day after funding lapsed Saturday morning, and the House still doesn't have the votes needed to pass the Senate-approved bill to reopen agencies. The Senate measure would fund most of the government through the end of the fiscal year and extend Department of Homeland Security funding for 2 weeks. House Democrats said they won't help fast-track it, and Speaker Mike Johnson has faced internal resistance from Republicans demanding changes, even as Trump's warned there can be no changes at this time. With Democrats withholding procedural votes, Johnson could afford only one Republican defection. The shutdown already delayed the January jobs report and other labor market data until funding is restored. Next, attorneys representing victims of Jeffrey Epstein asked two federal judges to order the Justice Department to take down its Epstein Files website, saying the release exposed victims' names and other identifying details and created an unfolding emergency. On Friday, the Justice Department published the final tranche of Epstein documents to comply with the Epstein Files Transparency Act, more than a month after Congress's December 19th deadline. The release totaled more than 3 million pages, plus thousands of videos and images. The attorneys said they flagged thousands of redaction failures, affecting nearly 100 survivors, including FBI 302 victim statements and interview notes with full names visible. A document listing 32 underage victims, with most names unredacted. And records that paired victims' names with details like dates of birth, addresses, and bank or ID information. The Justice Department blamed technical or human error, said it removed documents flagged by victims or counsel, and said it was running its own searches for additional problems. It said it aimed to repost corrected files within about 24 to 36 hours. Separately, Trump again denied wrongdoing connected to Epstein, saying he never went to the infested Epstein Island, even though his name appears in at least 4,500 documents. The Justice Department said, "We did not protect President Trump," while warning the files may include fake or falsely submitted material and untrue and sensationalist claims. Meanwhile, the Justice Department opened a federal civil rights investigation into the killing of Alex Priddy, who was shot by Border Patrol agents in Minneapolis. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said the FBI was leading the review, with Justice Department civil rights lawyers involved, without explaining why the FBI was taking over the case from Homeland Security investigations. Officials claimed Priddy brandished a gun, but videos show him holding a phone as officers restrained him on the ground and removed a handgun from his clothes before shots were fired. Blanche said the decision to open a civil rights investigation into Priddy's killing didn't change the earlier decision not to open a similar probe into the January 7th shooting death of Renee Good. Also in Minnesota, U.S. District Judge Catherine Menendez refused to immediately block the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operation. Menendez said officials hadn't shown that the deployment was unlawful or an unconstitutional attempt to coerce state cooperation, even as she cited evidence of racial profiling, excessive force, and widespread disruption in nearly all aspects of Minnesotans' lives. Next, federal prosecutors indicted journalist Don Lemon and 8 others over a January 18th protest that disrupted a service at a St. Paul church. Before the indictment, a magistrate judge declined to approve arrest warrants for Lemon and several others, citing insufficient evidence. Chief U.S. District Judge Patrick Schiltz later said there was no evidence Lemon or his producer committed or conspired to commit a crime. A judge in Los Angeles then released Lemon without bond after prosecutors sought a $100,000 bond and travel limits. His arraignment was set for February 9th in federal court in Minneapolis. In other news, Fulton County, Georgia planned to sue the FBI and the Justice Department over a search warrant that county officials said resulted in the seizure of 2020 election records. Commissioner Marvin Arrington Jr. said agents took hundreds of boxes of original ballots, ballot images, and voter rolls, and he said a separate court order authorized only copying, leaving the county unable to confirm what was removed because, quote, there was no chain of custody inventory. Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard was photographed outside the Fulton County Election Office during the operation, prompting Democrats on the House and Senate Intelligence Committees to demand she testify about why she was there. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said he didn't know why Gabbard was present, adding that she was not part of the grand jury investigation. Gabbard reportedly met with FBI agents in Atlanta the next day and used her cell phone to call Trump, who spoke to agents on speakerphone. A White House spokesman said Gabbard and FBI Director Kash Patel were working together on the president's election integrity priorities. After the seizure of Fulton County election records, Trump then posted and reposted discredited conspiracy theories about the 2020 election, writing, "Prosecutions are coming." Finally, a poll found 44% of voters approved of Trump's job performance, with 56% disapproving. 54% said the country was worse off than a year ago, and 70% rated the economy as in bad shape. 45% said the economy would get worse this year, while 70% said Trump wasn't spending enough time on the economy. And 52% approved of his handling of border security. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition, WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keyser, and I'm glad you're here.